It's time for Etiquette with Cindy Seed, a podcast dedicated to international business and social etiquette and protocol. Here's Cindy.
Hello, and welcome to Etiquette with Cindy Seed. That's me. It's a podcast series to help busy business professionals sculpture their international business and social success one podcast at a time. In this session, I wanted to share a few tips on a topic that would be most common to anyone listening, regardless of whether you are in the U.S. or any other country in the world. So can you guess what it is? Here's the hint. It's a topic that applies to every human being, whether at home, at the office, at a client's office, in a restaurant, at the movies, a conference, and everywhere else you may be visiting anywhere in the world. So what is it? Well, today we're going to be discussing the top 8 tips on bathroom etiquette, whether in someone's home or at a public restroom. So 1, keep all the areas used clean and neat. As much as you may be a slob at home, please don't perpetuate it when you're out and about. When you splash, wipe it up. When you drop a sheet of toilet tissue or towel, pick it up and toss it into the proper receptacle. No one likes having to use a messy or dirty facility, which I end up cleaning anyway just because I can't stand it. So remember, if you sprinkle when you tinkle, be a sweetie and wipe the seedy. Okay, 2, when you see the last sheet of bathroom tissue, see if there's an extra roll around to place in the holder. When in someone's home and you don't see a roll around, alert the host discreetly. John, I thought you would want to know there's no more toilet tissue in the bathroom. This is also true in a public restroom by finding an attendant to alert. But hold on, here's the hottest tip ever. I once saw a handwritten sticky note posted on the door of a public restroom stall that simply said, "No toilet paper." No one enjoys being caught without anything to use, so I thought whoever left that note sure was being most considerate, and since then, I'm now passing on this idea forward to you and everybody. 3, when it comes to an adult having to take a small child of the opposite gender into a public restroom, and especially when it's a man with a little girl, tell the kid not to look around, to avert their eyes to anything going on around them, and to only look ahead toward the one private stall you plan to use. Then, when washing your hands, choose a basin that is the farthest away from any urinal. And speaking of kids, when kids are finally of the age they can go to a bathroom by themselves, do teach them how to properly flush the toilet. There's nothing worse than to enter a stall to see what the last person has left behind unflushed. If your child is unable to flush, this means they are still not old enough or big enough to go by themselves. And by the way, this is also an item adults need to remember at all times as well. Always flush. 4, and speaking of men, it bothers me when men do not wash their hands after urinating. Sure, women have this situation as well, but I've heard the argument from men that say, "But I didn't touch anything dirty. Give me a break." So how do people know you didn't wash your hands? So whether you're a man or a woman, I think I know. Because when I'm standing in line at somebody's home and you hear the toilet flush and 1 second later you see the person walking out without having heard any water running, then, well, or when the person goes into a public restroom and is out in less than 2 seconds, boy, was that quick. 5, whenever you see pretty hand towels next to the sink, especially in someone's home, use them. They're there for your use. Do not wipe your hands on the bath towel or bathrobe just because you don't want to dirty those pretty little hand towels. So is it better to dirty their bath towel? Not. 6, in homes with medicine cabinets and other cabinets, Do not get nosy by opening the cabinets to see what's in them, even if it's purposeful, like needing an aspirin. Be respectful of the person's home and ask the host to find the item you want. Okay, 7. Here's a controversial one. When placing a new roll of bathroom tissue in its holder, okay, which way should it go? The answer is, make sure the sheets unroll from over the top, not under, so the end hangs out in front of the roll and not under. Now, there's always exceptions to every rule, so when in a household with pets and infant toddlers, you may have the roll of toilet paper rolling out from underneath, because this way it prevents the child and pet from having too much fun unrolling the entire roll of paper, thus also proving it is the easier way to unroll the paper from over the top, which leads to this being the best way within etiquette. 8. Among my biggest pet peeve is how people carry on conversations, especially business conversations, while sitting in a stall or at the urinal. Women really are notorious for this one. But please allow the other person and yourself to go in peace and to continue your conversation when you get out. But wait, we've already gone through my 8 items and we didn't even discuss the most controversial item about bathroom etiquette. So, drum roll. Here it is, ladies and gentlemen. Everyone should always, always lower the toilet seat and cover when not in use. Toilet covers are to help keep odors from permeating the room. So guys and gals, please, please, put both the toilet seat and the cover down whenever you've finished using it. Period. Now, did you know there is an entire website organization solely dedicated to helping people know what's hot and what's not when using a bathroom anywhere in the world? Believe it or not, check out this website, www.icbe.org. The ICBE stands for the International Center for Bathroom Etiquette. Go figure. Anyway, it's a great site I highly recommend, and I've even bookmarked it to review whenever I'm taking an international trip. So there you have it, a few tips on a most important activity we all do. So until next time, it's Cindy Seed. Happy practicing.
Thanks for listening to Etiquette with Cindy Seed. For additional information on international business and social etiquette and protocol, check us out at www.advancedetiquette.com. To learn more about our products and services, including a blog and free Etiquette Tip of the Month e-newsletter, enroll today at advancedetiquette.com/blog. We'd love to have you as a member of our happy family of subscribers. Until next time, thanks for listening to Etiquette with Cindy Seed.